The head of the Gates Foundation announced this morning that he was stepping down. Jeff Rakes says he's going to stay on his job until a replacement can be found. And Jeff Rakes joins me now. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Mercy.
Thanks for taking
congratulations
time.
Congratulations on the launch of the record.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And I guess congratulations on your impending change of job. This has been your life for 5 years now. And I'm wondering, Jeff, why now? Why step down now?
Well, the foundation is in great shape. As I told our employees this morning, three key things come to mind for me. We've made great progress on our core program priorities like eradicating polio and working on our U.S. education work. In addition, we are much stronger, as Bill and Melinda mentioned in the town square with our employees, in terms of how we work together, our systems, our processes. You know, we've gone through a great spurt of growth here in the last 5 to 8 years. And in addition, we've got a great leadership team. Keeps getting stronger and stronger, and that gives Bill and Melinda the confidence that this is a great time for me to be able to transition.
I know this is the world's largest charitable foundation, and I'm wondering, Jeff, 5 years ago when you took over, what were the biggest challenges that faced you?
Well, quite simply, there had been a spurt of growth in the 3 years before I started. And much like I oftentimes saw in high tech with startups, you know, there were a certain set of systems and processes that needed to get in place, an approach to how to think through strategies and prioritize and make trade-offs. And so a big part of what I did for Bill and Melinda and the foundation was to put in place that kind of approach that would really increase the overall capacity for impact. And then over this 5 years, build that up so that the foundation is set for the continued growth.
You mentioned a few of the things that you're really happy about having done, eradicating polio being one of them. When you look at the many places that the Gates Foundation has a presence, is it in the healthcare arena that you think that you've made the most impact?
Well, to clarify my comments, we haven't yet eradicated
polio.
You're on
your way. You're on your way.
We've gotten very, very close, 99% plus of the way there, and that's great. Yeah, I certainly would say that the hallmark of the Gates Foundation has been the great work on global health. I mean, just as an example, our work with the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization has led to probably 5-6 million children's lives saved over the last few years, and that's going to continue to grow. And so the focus in on global health is great. But also I'm very proud of the work in agricultural development. You know, there's a lot of people in the world who live on small, very small farms, 3 to 5 acres. They're subsistence farmers. And if you can help them transform their productivity, you give them the opportunity to lift themselves out of extreme poverty. And as I traveled around the world, I found that the first thing they would do when they could improve their agricultural productivity, earn a little money, is to invest in the education of their children. So those are things that I'm very proud of. Very proud of our work here in the Pacific Northwest, working on family homelessness is an example. And then our U.S. education work on effective teaching and really supporting teachers to be the best they can be. These are all great examples of the work of Bill and Melinda and the foundation I've been pleased to support.
Jeff Rakes is with us. He's CEO, for now, of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Jeff announced this morning he was going to step down when a replacement could be found. And one of the things that's interesting about you heading the Gates Foundation, it seems to me, is that that is not a world that you came from. You have 25-plus years with Microsoft, and mostly in sales and business end of the company. So how did that translate into philanthropy?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, my wife and I started the Rakes Foundation roughly 10 years ago. And so we've been actively involved in our own philanthropy, plus very actively involved in the community, for example, United Way. So we had some experience with philanthropy. But, you know, Marcy, you're absolutely right. Not at this scale. I mean, this is an incredible scale to work at. Roughly $4 billion per year in the payout. We're now up over 1,200 employees. I think the most important thing that I brought to Bill and Melinda and the foundation is the discipline of my business experience, my strategic approach. And that is something that I was able to then blend in with the subject matter expertise at the foundation, the people who really knew polio, the people who really knew vaccines. What I did was I tried to use my background to help them do their work the best possible way.
I know in your announcement this morning, the emailed announcement, you mentioned focusing more time on the Rakes Foundation. Which I imagine might not be working at quite the scale that the Gates Foundation is, but perhaps I'm wrong. What do you take from the Gates Foundation to your own work?
Well, certainly I've learned a lot about philanthropy, in particular from Bill and Melinda and the people here that I work with, and also our partners around the world. I love the focus on a particular style of philanthropy we call catalytic philanthropy. And what that really means is identifying those areas of opportunity for innovative interventions that maybe the private sector won't take the risk on and because they don't see an opportunity, and maybe the public sector won't take the risk on because it's your tax dollars. And the Gates Foundation does a great job of identifying those opportunities, investing in those innovative interventions, and then building the evidence of their success so that they can be scaled up and sustained by the private sector, the public sector. That kind of catalytic philanthropy is the hallmark of how the Gates Foundation approaches their work, and it's the same thing we're trying to do with the Raikes Foundation. We're trying to understand what is the academic mindsets, what are the academic mindsets and learning strategies that help kids perform best in the classroom. We call that student agency. And if we can identify how you do that, show the evidence of the impact that that has, then I believe that will be scaled up and sustained by the broader school systems. And so that experience in catalytic philanthropy here has been fantastic.
Have you been working on your Raikes Foundation projects at the same time you've headed the Gates Foundation?
Secret, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sure your boss knows about that.
Yes, I'm very fortunate to live with the co-founder of the Raikes Foundation. So, and Tricia and I travel together, and sometimes she comes on my Gates Foundation trips. Sometimes I go with her on the Raikes Foundation trips, and that's been a fantastic opportunity for us to be able to exchange ideas and work more effectively with our staff at the Raikes Foundation.
Now, Jeff, I know that you have said that you're going to focus on your own philanthropic work, but you're a relatively young guy. You spent more than 25 years working at Microsoft, and there's a big job open over there. Are you interested in replacing Steve Ballmer at Microsoft?
Two things. One is I appreciate your acknowledgement that I'm a young guy. some days I don't feel that way. But the answer to the key question is no.
Just like that. There's nothing
just
that would
like
entice
that.
You.
I think that's the best way to do it. I am very focused in on my work with Tricia and some of my other activities. So, no, I'm not heading to Microsoft or heading back to Microsoft.
Well, good luck in your future, Jeff. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you, Marcy. I really appreciate it.
Jeff Raikes, CEO of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He announced this morning he'll be stepping out of his job as soon as a replacement is found. You're on the record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.